pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Who knew yesterday was Get Out of Jail Monday? Dr. Conrad Murray and Chris Brown were both released from jail yesterday. Who knew? That's like playing a game of celebrity roulette and the ball land on two different black numbers on one spin. Who knew? Who knew this even existed where two celebrities come home on the same day? Usually it's either or, not this and that, and certainly not black and black. Who knew? That's like Wesley Snipes and Ron Isley being released on the same day. It ain't gonna happen, Captain Phillips. That's like Ja Rule and DeBrett. Or DMX and Earl Simmons. It's a good thing Chris Brown and Dr. Conrad Murray wasn't incarcerated at the same jail. Shiggy, you know Chris Brown is one of the biggest Michael Jackson fans out there. He'd have been looking for some Shawshank Redemption. Oh yeah, Chris Brown would have moonwalked over to Dr. Conrad Murray's cell and told Black Jack Kevorkian, "I feel like boxing." Did y'all see pictures of Dr. Conrad Murray?
Yeah.
Oh, he looked more like Dr. George Washington Carver. His hair is gray. I thought he was wearing a gray do-rag. Who knew? I mean, 2 years ago, he was a fat snickerdoodle. Now he's an old thin mint, simple. Tom Simmons, all these strumpets he had, and not one cinema package in 2 years, not one time.
Not one.
No Just for Men, no Beijing 59 Oriental. That's that Oriental fitting, Oriental black right there, Simmons.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard Dr. Seuss didn't even eat no green eggs and ham when he got out either. Nope, he went to In-N-Out. You would think he would be tired of In-N-Out after having it the last 2 years. Who knew? All those women the doctor had, couldn't one of them fix them a home-cooked meal? So that's what the hell he get dating all those pretty hot that diddy can't cook shiggity women, y'all. Now, if he was dating a ride-or-die big girl with some cooking skills, she would have picked him up in a Studebaker with a scarf on her head with her Team Murray shirt on and would have had him his favorite cooked meal on a real plate, simple. But nope. And that's what he get for dating them paper plate divas. Hey, Jay, answer me this. You're an avid traveler. In fact, we'll be traveling to Gary, Indiana real soon up at the Majestic, at the J-Spot, right? Thomas Silver, you too are jet setters. Why do overweight people on planes always whisper to the flight attendant when they ask for seatbelts? This guy on my third connector symbol whispered to the attendant, "I need a seatbelt extender." And he whispered it so low, the attendant didn't even hear him. So I told the flight attendant for him that he wanted a seatbelt extender. He said, "Thank you. You read lips."
Oh, my.
I said, "No, I read hips." Overweight brothers in the house.